Want to talk a little baseball here. We tried to do 10, 11, 12 last hour. It didn't happen. So let's start off hour number three.
It's not my fault it didn't happen.
Playing a little 10, 11, 12.
All right, here we go, fellas. Ready to rock and roll. Let's get back to the business at hand. Enough of this foolishness. All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
10, 11, 12. A $10 Brandon Belt, an $11 Carlos Santana, or a $12 Matt Carpenter.
We'll start with King, Scott Engel.
$10 Brandon Belt, $11 Carlos Santana, $12 Matt Carpenter. What do you think about these options, Greg?
Sorry.
But no, I'm not. While he's getting prepared, me and you can just, you know, kick it back and forth.
I'm going to throw it to Tony then.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Tone.
I had something in my mouth, I think.
Oh, God. Let's go off the rails again.
Out of this group, I like Carlos Santana. You know, it's crazy. No one realizes how good this guy was from the leadoff position. 34 home runs last year. He's going to hit 260 for you right around there. Now, he kind of hurt you being the leadoff hitter. You do get the extra plate appearances, and you do get a little bit of runs scored, but obviously you lose out RBI opportunities there. I don't think he's necessarily going to be a guy that's going to hit leadoff again this year. I could see him back in the middle of the order where he belongs. I think he drops down about 28 home runs. He'd be the guy there. Matt Carpenter is a 300 hitter, but the power I'm not sure is real. We saw it one season where he's really put the power together. So I go with Carlos Santana here.
$11 Carlos Santana.
Carlos Santana also certainly somebody that in an OBP league is much higher value than in an average league. Like,
OBP is one of his things.
Career OBP is 365.
Yeah, he gets on base at an incredible rate. He doesn't strike out. So like my league, right, that counts the hitter strikeouts, that is OBP rather than average. This is a much better spot for Carlos Santana. So that's why in this particular league, I agree with Tony. I'm leaning Carlos Santana.
Yeah, I was vacillating between
those. Vacillating?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a word.
Yeah, between Santana and Carpenter. But, you know, the average has come down for Carpenter and the power's gone up, so I don't know where those numbers are going to be at. Even if Santana, I think 34 home runs is a little bit of an outlier. I expect maybe more like 26 in terms of a batting average league. Maybe Carpenter will give me a better average, but I'll take the more guaranteed pop. And if it's an OBP league, there's no comparison for me.
Yay.
There you go. 10, right, 11, ready. 12. We're 10, all 11, 12. Carlos
Let's go.
Santana.
10, 11, 12. Carlos Santana at $11 is the winner. Sold. Carlos Santana. She reminds me of a West Side Story. Greg, relax. Please, Greg, don't break nothing in this studio.
Sold.
All right, 10, 11, 12. Let's go. Let's go, everybody. Listen up. Ears open. Mike Florio, man, you can. Mike Florio can join if he wants
to. It's your game, man. You know.
We bring Florio in because, you know, he writes for RotoExperts.com. I'm trying to help, you know, Florio become a man. All right, here we go. 10, 11, 12.
Hey, you heard the commercial. He's 25 years old.
He's doing good.
Know, he's moved out and got a girlfriend.
Good for him. All right, here we go. When I was 25. Oh, I know. I had a girl. I had a son. My son was born when I was 25.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm older than that. I don't have a children.
Yep, man. Don't worry about it. All right, here we go. Jeannie Segura at $10. Tim Anderson at $11. Addison Russell at $12. 10, 11, 12.
Who is that $10 player, Corey?
Jean Segura. He's from Haiti?
No, he's in the Netherlands.
Okay. Jean Segura, Tim Anderson, Addison Russell.
10, 11, 12.
You want to start? Well, who start, Greg?
That's not with me?
Yeah, you start, Greg.
All right. I'm going with Jean Segura. We named all of these stats. Like, we've been going through and playing these games where you got to name this guy in all these categories. And Jean Segura's name just kept popping up. The fact that you're getting him for $10 there, less than the other two guys. I think at 12, like Addison Russell, we kind of just keep waiting for it to happen. And maybe it will. I know Segura not playing in Arizona anymore, playing in Seattle, not a great ballpark, but they're going to want to run a little bit. So I like Segura at $10 compared to the other two guys at 11, 12. I'll go with Jean Segura.
Yeah, Jean Segura got his head clear last year. I'm a Tim Anderson fan, and you know that kid can steal over 30 bases over a full season. But you can get more power with Segura. You know, when we saw him have like the little tease in 2013, and things fell off. You know, maybe he doesn't hit 20, but I still think he gives me more power than Anderson. You know, we saw the increased batting average. I think it might be a little bit of regression. He had a career high in at bats last year, but compared to these other two, it's clearly Segura for me.
This orange juice is fantastic. I'm actually a little chubby guy to bring me some more. Tony Cincata, 10, 11, 12.
This is a tough one because I don't think you're going to get Segura for $11. I think he's going to cost you more than on draft day, yeah, or auction day. But if we took it for what it was, and it is this, he's not going to hit 20 home runs. He might hit 12 home runs in this ballpark. The stolen bases will still be there. The batting average is a fraud. He'll hit like 260. I would actually lean this kid. See, this is where if you're playing roto style, it depends on where you are in the auction. Because if I need stolen bases, I go Gene Segura. If I don't need, I go Addison Russell. I think if I had to, if say it was the first player, I would lean Segura because I know I'm going to get stolen bases, and they're harder to come by now than baseball than they ever were before.
All right, Mike Florio.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Tony. I'm going to go Segura, but I really like Addison Russell. My only concern is that they bury him in the lineup because we saw once he moved up the lineup last year, he really broke out. But with so many bats, I'm afraid he bats, you know, seventh or eighth again. So I'll go Segura because of that.
He's good. Solid.
Good analysis?
Solid analysis.
Where are you selling it? What's the decision, Corey?
Segura. Sold.
Gonna break something.
My God, I don't want to be here for that.
Why'd you let him do that?
All right, here we go. 10, 11, 12. I want to start with Mike Florio this time. 10, 11, 12. Jose Ramirez, Jake Lamb, Justin Turner.
Jose Ramirez, Jake Lamb. One last one.
Justin Turner.
10, 11, 12.
What 10, 11, 12. $10, Jose Ramirez. $11, Jake Lamb. $12, Justin Turner.
Where are you going first?
Sound like Tony was about to jump in.
So, Tony.
No, I wasn't about to jump
in. That was me, actually.
My bad. Go ahead, Florio.
I'm going to actually go Jake Lamb. I think it may be a little bit surprising. His average isn't great, but, I mean, the guy hit 29 homers last year. He's in a great ballpark. He's going to have A.J. Pollock and Paul Goldschmidt around him. He drove in a lot of RBIs, he scored a lot of runs, and he gave you a handful of stolen bases, so I'm going to go with Lamb.
How'd you find this guy, Scott, this Florio guy?
Through Frank Stample.
Who's Frank Stample?
Solid. Frank Stample became my intern. He said, you know, you should take a look at my buddy.
See, the solid acquisition.
Yes.
Solid acquisition.
Yeah,
Mike Florio.
Like, it was like getting Wall and Beal.
How much would you pay for Mike Florio in an auction?
I'd probably say $34.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's higher than I expected. Thank you.
His girlfriend didn't pay that much.
She had to pay to get it.
10, 11, 12, Sus Mania.
I'm going with Justin Turner. This dude has an amazing year last year, and now it's 2 years in a row. I don't think it's a fluke. He's third in a very good lineup. $12, give me Justin Turner.
Nice. Scotty?
Yeah, I agree with Sus Mania there. You know, I thought this guy was going to be a journeyman, but he's really found his footing in Los Angeles. He's going to hit for a good average. Not going to hit 27 homers, but yeah, it still could get you like 22, I think. I like Justin Turner. I think he's proven himself as a professional hitter.
And finally, Tony Cincata.
Just to keep our young star on the up and up, Mr. Jake Lamb is one of those DFS guys because he only hits 164 versus left-handed pitching, and he had 4 home runs last year and 110 at-bats. He had 25 home runs against right-handed batting, pitching 271. I get afraid that he could end up being a platoon player. Now, it's the right side of the platoon because you get right-handed pitching pitches 80% of the time, so at least, if not more than that. So it's the right there, but that's the concern I have with Jake Lamb, how I would actually have him third there. Mr. Mike Florio, just in case you're, you know, writing for one of these magazines that we're all
in. Florio, you've been in the magazine? You've been in the Daily News. Have you been in the magazine yet?
Not yet, no.
Yeah. I think it's a bigger accomplishment to be in the Daily News.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree with that. Absolutely. I'd much rather be in the magazine than be in the Daily News rather than a magazine.
He was preseason and in season he was in there.
It's a nice job with Mike Florio.
Mike Florio has went from community papers to the Daily News.
Mike Florio, you got some flack on Twitter yesterday for your article on rotoexperts.com.
A little bit, yeah. Because people thought the headline was misleading. But
did you write the headline, or is that Tim McCullough?
The editors, no, they always F you, the F editors.
Yeah.
I originally wrote one, and then it got changed a bit. It was pretty close to what I had wrote, so, you know, I'll take the blame for that. But if you read the article, it was a lot more to it than just what the headline said.
Scott, who does Mike Florio's headlines? Is that
Tim
Timmy?
McCullough.
Is that Timmy?
Yeah.
So Tim caused Florio to get some flack yesterday.
I'll have to look into that.
There you go.
All right, there you go.
What happened? What was the story about? What was the story about?
Sanchez from the Yankees.
Gary Sanchez. Well, it was about regression candidates in general, right? It wasn't just about Gary Sanchez.
It was Gary Sanchez, and I think, you know, that lured people in to read the article, though.
And what'd you get flack about here, Florio?
Because people told me he's not going to hit 60 home runs, so he was obviously going to aggress. But
idiot,
there was a lot more to it, in my opinion.
People to read it, though. That's the goal.
Tell the guy on Twitter he's an a-hole, anyways, and just move on.
Yep.
Yeah. Tweet him right now. Tony Sincotta says you're an a-hole.
People will respect you after that, Mike Florio.
All right, here we go. 10, 11, 12. We sold that. We bought Justin Turner.
You bought Justin Turner over Lamb?
We bought Justin Turner. All right, here we go. 10, 11, 12. Scott, you're going to lead off this one, all right?
Okay.
All right. $10, Jacob DeGrom. $11, Kyle Hendricks. $12, Julio Teheran.
Do these guys go, Scotty, and you have much more auction experience than I do. Is that like DeGrom going for $10? Is that eight?
No, he's going.
No way.
He's going for more than double that.
Wait, you could put a two in front of all.
Wait
these
a minute.
Guys.
Yeah.
No. I'm looking at some projections. Maybe I named the wrong Met pitcher.
I don't know if any of the Met pitchers are going for $10.
Those prices seemed really cheap to me.
Yeah.
So do the next one. We'll skip this one.
Well, why don't we just?
No, you can do
why
this
why don't we
one.
Just it, do what Tony says and put a two in front of these right. guys.
Fair yeah, enough. Good idea. 2021-22. We'll do it instead. Who is it? Jake DeGrom, Kyle Hendricks, and Julio Teheran.
Yeah, I think I'm going DeGrom here. I expect him to stay healthy this year. I think we'll see the 2015 numbers when the WHIP was really minuscule. The FIP that those 2 years, first 2 years, 267, 270. I think in terms of the strikeouts in 2015, he had 191 inning pitch, 205 strikeouts. I think you see those kind of numbers. The strikeout rate was down a little bit last year. I think it comes up. I'm going DeGrom.
Tony.
I'm going DeGrom's the most talented out of these group. Kyle Hendricks had an amazing year.
Yep.
2.13 ERA. But he doesn't strike guys out. His K per nine is crazy, right? He pitched 80 innings in 2014. He had a 5.27, and then he jacked it up in 2015 to 8.35 at 8.05. So it wouldn't shock me if it went under 8 this season. I can't get there for a guy that's an elite pitcher. Julio Teheran, I don't know what the Atlanta ballpark's going to play like. They have a new ballpark this year. It's always been pitcher-friendly before. Teheran's a guy that lets up some long balls, and that concerns me a little bit, not knowing what the ballpark's going to be like. His K rate is absolutely on the decline. I go Jacob DeGrom.
All right, there you go. Jacob DeGrom by Florio.
Yeah, I really like Kyle Hendricks. I mean, he pitches to weak contact, and he has a historic defense behind him, which is great, keeps the BABIP down. But I still have to go Jacob DeGrom. He put up great numbers last year and was – and his full season numbers are kind of skewed by his end-of-the-season injury where he really fell off. So I think if you look at that and you look at what he did in 2015 and 2014, there's no way for the cheapest of the three that you could pick anyone else, in my opinion.
He has a smooth delivery.
Mike Florio, no, but sometimes he's the facts, though, they're not there. No. Are they going to still have one of the greatest defenses when they take Dexter Fowler out and put Kyle Schwarber in the outfield?
No, that's going to hurt it. That's another reason to go against Hendricks, but they still have...
You just talking about their great defense. I just wonder if it's still going to be great.
Make Chicago's defense great again.
Florio, you backing down?
No. It's going to take a hit to the defense, but it's still going to be one of the better ones in the league.
I agree that
trying to make a man out of Florio.
For me,
that's it. We're trying to get. He's getting a tough one here. Yep. Got,
It
either
you're
I totally
ring
throw
with Cicada right now.
I throw Cicada out, so it would be between Hendricks and DeGrom for me as well. I was Jake DeGrom owner last year. He just has to stay healthy, right? Like, couldn't he not throw like one of his pitches all year? Or was that one? Right? I didn't think so. I know Mats couldn't do it, and Syndergaard couldn't do it. So I think DeGrom was like that as well, where he was just like beat up all year. And I think a lot of it, and you guys can definitely call me out if I'm wrong, is how just deep he pitched in the postseason the year before. I think he just was tired and worn down, and I think it affected him.
He did say something like that last year. Yeah.
It seemed to affect him. I think this year he didn't pitch nearly as much, obviously. He was a bit beat up. They didn't go nearly as deep into the playoffs. So for me, I'm going to go Jake DeGrom.
Jake DeGrom, sold. Oh, my goodness. This boy is going crazy. Something.